Happy 2025.
It is again, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, let me do this little lick here.
Okay.
Welcome to Rearview Mirror, where we're... Okay, that sucked.
Take two. Oh, shit.
I've got three versions. I got to read the right version.
I thought, just close the computer and say what's on your mind.
Yeah. Actually, they won't even see my face on this, so I can just flat out read it.
Right. I'm going to look away.
Okay. But no, you have to critique it afterwards.
Oh, don't worry.
Okay. Welcome to Rearview Mirror, where we look back to see where we've been, share what we've learned, and dream about moving forward better. Yeah. What do we do then?
I don't love, and I know that's your word up there. Maybe this is me. I feel like dream is in that.
Okay.
Intentional season of life. It's just one of those phraseology things that.
Okay. Just don't use it.
That's look easy ahead. For me. Yeah. Looking back and looking ahead. How about that?
Yeah. Fantastic. I love it.
Look ahead.
Do it.
No, you do it. Because I don't remember what you said first. Or tell me what to say. And we could see which one.
Here I'm thinking like, okay, I'll do it, then you do it. Looking back, looking ahead. Right?
Okay. Welcome to the Rearview Mirror Podcast. Looking back.
Wait, Caroline said we couldn't call it the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, do that right there.
Welcome to the Rearview Mirror Podcast. Looking back and looking ahead.
I like it. Welcome to the Rearview Mirror Podcast. Looking back and looking ahead. Good. We got them both. We'll figure it out with them.
I feel like it's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it too.
Yeah.
All right.
Was this all part of our first podcast? Are we gonna keep this in?
That little part right there? I don't know. We'll see. I'm not opposed to. We're trying to figure out how to get started.
Yeah.
I mean, they say whoever they are.
Oh, yeah. Let's go with the they.
They say you have to have an intro.
Well, so we have an intro.
We just did our intro.
We have two. We have one that's really bad and two that are just marginal.
So welcome to the Marginal Rearview Mirror Podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to the Very Average Rearview Mirror Podcast. While we figure out what we're doing.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Rearview Mirror Podcast, looking back on all that we don't know and a few things that we do.
Yeah. Well, what are we doing?
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
Do you make New Year's resolutions?
I don't.
Oh, interesting.
I did for years, okay. And then I just realized they were a setup to shame for me.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think I just decided I'd rather... And maybe this is a little mental gymnastics game I play with myself, but I'd rather look at the beginning of a year, and I'm more interested in focusing on the rearview mirror. I'm more interested in looking back and figuring out how to be grateful and battle with the acceptance of the things that I don't like from the previous year. And then I think as I lean into a new year, if there's anything that's in the almost like the resolution category for me, I think it's just going, is there an area where I want to address and create a new habit or a different way of approaching something? But the resolutions, I used to have like 9 of them, and it just sucks.
On a spreadsheet.
I know. No, but it's like, I read this week, it's so cool. It's like the word priority.
Yeah.
The word priority started in like around the 1400s, if I read this article right. Mm. But it's only been in the last, 100 years or so that we've turned it into plural. It's always been singular.
Really?
So now we talk
about, that's interesting.
What are your priorities?
Yeah.
Well, by definition.
They can't all be priorities.
Right. Right. So anyway.
Then you had to come up with prioritize to get your priorities in the right
order.
Right. To do more resolutions.
I just quit doing them. It worked out better for me. What about you?
Not really. We had a conversation at dinner the other night. We had my daughters in town and son and daughter-in-law, and we talked about resolutions. Interestingly enough, my daughter Caroline had several. Well, they were good. And Will surprisingly had some. Not surprisingly, he had some, but he'd kept his from the year before.
Like made it happen.
To check them. So I thought that was interesting. And I don't really, I make changes during the year as things come to me. And I do like your thought of, I like to look back, hey, in my business world, what went well? Where did revenue come from? A lot of times you think it came from a certain place. Maybe it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, personally, what happened, medical stuff, good, bad, whatever. But I like change. I like to make change anyway. So I change things throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. On the fly. Anyway, just, time,
yeah, kind of. Yeah. So speaking of changing things on the fly.
Boy, are we ever.
Welcome to the first episode, which is really not the first episode.
I know, but it kind of is, but it isn't. You're right, 100%.
And the reason it's not the first episode, I'm going to tell a little story.
Please.
But we won't use names for the sake of those involved, but for the,
It's going to be pretty easy for
this,
you or me.
Yeah, for this story, let's just call him Jeff. Okay,
that's so good. Jeff, hypothetical guy, of course.
As I check that we're on, it's Friday today while we're filming this. As we met Wednesday, Jeff, this mythical Jeff, has listened to the first podcast at least three times.
Only three.
Only three. Okay, only good. You stopped there. And was fairly on board with episode one, or let's call it the pilot episode.
The pilot, yeah.
Yeah, you were on board. It wasn't bad. We didn't scrap it. We're shelving it for mm-hmm. future use. Mm-hmm. But that led to a funny conversation, but led to a lot of good conversation about, you know, what do we really want to do?
Yeah.
And what do we want this to be about? And then how are we going to present it?
Yep. And it kind of even took us back to our why are we doing it question all over again, which I thought was good to revisit.
I thought so, too. And it brought up a lot of stuff for both of us personally that we're going to have to wrestle through mm-hmm. with this. And we thought, well, we might as well get that out there in the first episode.
I think so.
And just talk about it because... Yeah. We really kind of wrestled around with the question of, are we doing content or are we having conversation?
Right. Right.
And I think we pretty quickly realized that content is burdensome mm-hmm. at best. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'd have to come up with it every week.
Yeah.
I think there's plenty of content out there, and really what we're trying to do, the why behind this whole idea of the podcast, and you can talk about this, is we've been having coffee for 15, 20 years. Sometimes with a couple other guys and yep. living life and wondering, both of us at the same time, is this transferable to anybody out there? Would anybody else benefit from this? Let's try to take the coffee conversations, yep. put them into podcast form, see what happens.
Right, right. I think that was, you know, you brought that question. Or I'm sorry, this hypothetical person named Steve brought the question to this conversation.
Right, right.
And I didn't like the question at first because to me the answer was both. But that's the way I approach everything in life. I'm trying to hold both things always, right? And I think as we talked about it more, what I realized is you know, when the hundreds of times that we've had coffee or we've sat down together, we've been in each other's homes having meals, we have never, you know, sent an email to each other beforehand saying, hey, what are we going to be talking about tonight? You know?
Right.
But there's something that's rich that comes out of those conversations. And I think there is something more organic about your wiring and the way you want to approach this than my natural bent. I think my natural bent is I need a plan. I need to know what we're going to talk about. I'd like to have two questions or three questions and we'll go from there. And I think the more we talked about it, I realized I do want to have a big picture idea. Like today,
sure.
You know, we're talking about why are we doing this? What is this thing we're doing this? And the process that's got us to this place. I love just coming here knowing that. But then I think for you and I to sit here and say, all right, let's talk. There's something I'm looking forward to experiencing and doing that way with you. Because that's what we've done for, like you say, 15, 20 years.
And you're a counselor now at this point in your life, a coach, yep. a counselor. Yep. Do you prep for your meetings?
Yeah. The only sense of prep I have is I always will review the notes from my previous meeting with a person. But at that point, I go in and it's just like, what are they bringing in? Or is there something we need to follow up on that we were talking about before? Right. But no, you know, I never come in with my, you know, my 3 points and you know, that I need to make sure I make. I would much rather be in the moment. And so I think some of the content prep comes from my former life, you know, when I was up front speaking a lot. And in those days, Steve, you know, you had a 27-minute window you need to communicate in, and you need to have your points, and you need to have your slides, you need to have your blanks to fill in or whatever. And so I think I have always been driven by I need to get from point A to point W in 27 minutes. And that's not how I live my life normally, except in that one artificial environment that I lived in for 26 years.
Do you like that structure?
I see the value of it in certain places. If I'm going to do a presentation to a room full of, you know, leaders, I feel like I need to come in there prepared and know mm-hmm. what is it I'm trying to communicate to them to train them or to equip them, right?
Right.
I think, though, what I love is when I just get to sit with someone and say, what are we talking about? Where does this conversation take us? And what do we learn from it?
Yeah. What did you learn from our conversation Wednesday, our final conversation before this particular episode? Like, what takeaways, what struck you? Because we ended up talking about, we went from what you're describing, this content versus conversation idea, to why are you resistant to certain things? Why am I resistant mm-hmm. to certain mm-hmm. things? What is it in our past lives in the rearview mirror that caused that?
I think for me, you know, it's that I don't think I even use this phrase on Wednesday, but as I've reflected, I think it's almost like the imposter syndrome thing. You know, I think at some level, I think every person on the planet battles with it at some level, right? Yeah. I think for me, I've always felt like I needed to be able to show up and know what I'm supposed to talk about. And I think part of it was some of the organizations I worked in along life's journey is there was a high expectation for performance. And then that comes, I'm not blaming on the organization, that comes really natural to me. You know, in the Enneagram world, the threeness part of me likes to perform, likes to achieve, likes to accomplish, likes to get the task list done, right?
Yeah.
But especially if it makes my image look better, you know? And I think part of what I just realized is that's not what I ever do when I sit with you, when I sit with other friends. I'm not trying to figure out, how do I make my image look better? I shouldn't say I never do that. Of course I do. But, I mean, I don't think that's the driver in me.
Yeah, it's not the dominant thought.
Right, exactly, exactly. I think the dominant thought is, hey, what's going on with you and what's going on with me and how do we talk? And that was fun.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of it got exposed for me was going, gosh, even when we come to doing this podcast, there's this part of me that goes, ooh, it's got to be really good. Ooh, it's got to be really right. Ooh, I've got to make sure that we go from this place so that people experience some kind of journey that I control instead of just saying, we're going to talk. Again, it's what you said perfectly a few minutes ago. The conversation we've had have been hugely important for us. Yeah. We've both, you've said this, I've said this, we found ourselves sharing our conversations with other people
yes.
who have really gone, wow, that's a good way to think about it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the catalyst is, hey, as we get older, how do we steward some really good things we've experienced by telling our best stories and our worst stories, you know, our failures and our successes.
Yeah.
So to me, I thought, well, the best way to do it is then let's talk.
What's your podcast experience?
Pretty minimal.
Participant, listener?
Both and. Like I listen, I don't know, I've got a handful that I've listened to at times, but I'm not a guy that would say I listen to podcasts all the time.
Okay.
You know, I'll probably listen to more books on audio than I will podcast. But when I listen to podcasts, I'm always intrigued at the way the conversations are happening. This fall, just randomly, I don't know how this happened, but I had three different people reach out to me and say, hey, would you be a guest on their podcast? And I'm kind of a seasoned lifer. I just say yes to things because it's fun and I've got the margin and the time. And so one of them was a podcast where I think it was very content delivery. It was, hey, Jeff, will you be the subject matter expert on conflict resolution? And
yeah.
It was great. We had a fun time talking about, you know, she probably had 10 questions she threw me, and we talked about principles of how you do conflict in a healthier way. It was a podcast that was getting people ready for the holiday season. A lot of conflict with in-laws, they say.
There's conflict on the holidays?
That's what they say. I have no idea.
Man, I don't know that I've ever experienced that, really. So that's maybe we need to talk about that.
I should ask you some questions about that.
I think about what's the line from Christmas Vacation when all the in-laws are coming to town and the daughter doesn't want, she's got to sleep in the same bedroom as her brother. Oh. And mother says, we're all making sacrifices. It's the holidays. We're all miserable. So, yeah.
Thus, the birthplace of conflict.
Yeah.
So that was fun. A second one was a new podcast here in town by a couple of friends called Southern Gentlemen. And they just had me on to say, hey, talk about relationship with your wife and how you build a stronger relationship.
That has nothing to do with conflict, though, right?
No. Oh, everything. Yeah. No. Maybe there was a theme after all. No, but it was just good. You know, again, I didn't feel like I had to prepare and deliver something there. They didn't give me any questions in advance, which I thought was good. And we just talked. We just dialogued. The third one was with Sarah, our daughter. Mm-hmm. And I had so much fun with that one. She started a podcast with one of her good friends. And on this one, the topic she gave me was dating advice with dad. So I got to be the quote unquote, you know, hey, here's some thoughts about dating. And again, we had a few questions, kicked them around. But at the end of all three of those, the two things that happened, one is I really thought this was fun to do, just flat out.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I think the second thing I thought about is I thought, well, I'm offering content to people based on something they're looking for. Gosh, what would it be like to offer out of my own life experience? And I think that's when I thought, the second thing I thought, I think I might want to do a podcast. And the immediate next thought was, I don't want to do it alone. And so it was really fun when we grabbed breakfast, I don't know, a month ago and said, hey, you up for this? And, you know, I honestly came to that meeting knowing your wiring, going, Steve's response is going to be, I don't know. And then after that, it'll be.
Now explain that a little bit.
Well, I will. Yeah. I think that's you. I think you're an introvert on steroids in moments.
Yes.
And
so that's fair to say.
I think the thoughts of, hey, come on, put your voice out for other people to know. I thought there'd be a part of you that would do that right there. Oof.
Yeah. I did. I'm still doing it.
Yeah. Well, and what surprised me was you listened and you asked me a question, why are you doing it? And I kind of shared what we've just talked about. And you said, yeah, I think I'd like to do that. And I thought, oh, okay, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But I know some of the catalyst for you was podcasting for your background this past year. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, as fate or providence would have it, I did. I was asked to be on a couple of podcasts. Same guy, same group, but not as noble as yours. They weren't conflict resolution or marriage. They were golf related. So
I love it. That's you.
Our golf course here locally has got it's a great setup and a really good. Good venue, good vibe, and one of the young guys that's in charge of marketing and activities started a podcast on just kind of the ethos of Franklin Bridge, and I've created some community there with the guys, and it's really a laid-back, fun place to play. I love the guys there. It's a ton of interaction. It's just fun, and so Blake Crawford, the guy there, he said, hey, I want to get you on the podcast one day. I said, that's fine. I thought, you know, he'll run through all the guys that are going to be on there and get to me eventually, and went up there one day to look for my lost rangefinder, which is a pretty regular occurrence. They've got a separate box for mine that they put it on there, forget to take it with me. And he said, hey, I got some time. You want a podcast? It's like 2 in the afternoon. I said, sure, let's do it. So we did it. It was an hour and 40 minutes.
Wow.
And that surprised me. It surprised me how much I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about anything of substance.
Yeah.
But it was fun because, again, even if you don't talk about anything of substance, to your point earlier, you get an insight into someone's life and how they think, how they're wired. And Blake's great at asking questions.
That's great.
And so we just, you know, we talked about golf, coffee, TV, movies, music. We both love music. And he's pretty gifted musically. I am not, but I still love it. And so we just kind of dove into those things. And, man, I just had an hour and 40-minute conversation. Mm. And there's something about that, the expression format of the podcast that's appealing to me. Yep. We did a follow-up that was a little more specific based on some events they were having there at the course, and that was fun too. We did that later in the day over a couple of Pacificos, and that was really fun. And you know, it was just I guess the takeaway is I really enjoyed that format.
Right.
And it's just very conversational. It's probably more to my wiring.
Right.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yep.
And you know, you quickly realize in this world that in the podcast world that, you know, if you ask 10 people for feedback, you're going to get 10 different responses.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes a little difficult to work backwards. So I think that was some of our conversation Wednesday is maybe let's get good feedback and let's take the commonalities of that feedback and, you know, what did everyone say? Well, everyone agreed to this, that this was good.
Right.
This was not great.
Right.
And then let's really try to work the other way and just as best we can replicate our unfiltered but now semi-filtered conversations over coffee and see what happens.
Right, right. I want you to keep talking and tell me that story one more time. We're going to be off the air right here. I'm going to turn around and look at what's going on with your sound because I'm realizing how much closer I am to the mic than you are, and I'm thinking about Caroline's word.
I'm one fist.
Yeah, so I'm probably half a fist. So
well, you're full.
Am I? Well, I guess it depends where my head is. I'm bobbing. Yeah. Anyway, I let me just look, though, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, keep talking. Maybe we do leave this in because this is how we're trying to figure out how to do this stuff.
So the first thing you need to know about a podcast is how to work your microphone.
Oh, you're beautiful, yeah.
Oh, see, that's nice. That's so nice to say.
Absolutely,
you didn't have to say that.
I can't help it. I'm just a complimentary kind of guy. Yeah. All right, cool. Let's keep moving. My bad.
All right. Where were we? Imperfection?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty of it. You threw a question at me. I thought it was a great question. Just, you know, what I walk away with from Wednesday, kind of what I learned, what was stirring in me. Same for you. I mean, it was such an important conversation, I think, to pause and say, how are we going to do this thing? And what stirred in you from that?
I think the, you know, you and I have talked about this for years. I wrote this down. You told me this long ago. Mm-hmm. Introvert personality at my core. And that just means I love people. I mean, I love.
You do.
I've got friends, love spending time with them, but when I'm done, I like to recharge alone.
Yep.
And Doesn't mean I don't like people or don't like to, you know, be involved in activities, but I definitely like to recharge alone, or I tend toward that. And you said, man, you really, your default is hiding.
Mm.
And even my daughter mentioned on the first podcast, she said, boy, Dad, you can tell you're wrestling with being vulnerable on this thing.
Wow.
And I was like, man, you picked that up on this little podcast? Yeah, she's pretty intuitive. So I think that's going to be my struggle. You mentioned a couple things. Sarah, your daughter, said she's going to manage. She was on the phone when we were talking the other day, and she said, I'm going to manage your socials. I said, well, that's great, because I'm not even sure what that is. And you manage away. Let me know if it makes any money. That'd be great. And then the idea of putting this out there intentionally,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
to on various venues and yeah, then marketing it.
Yeah.
I don't mind putting it out there. You can, you know, my other one's on Spotify. It's fine if you're that yeah, desperate to hear about why you, you know, maybe hit an iron off the tee on number 11 at Franklin Bridge instead of the driver, then hey, knock yourself out. But, it's the thought of marketing it,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
creates some anxiety in
yeah,
me.
Oh, I saw that even on Wednesday when
oh,
we were
my
talking.
Gosh, man, it's like, oh.
And I said, we need to get this picture, and we need to build this, and we need to get Sarah to put it out.
Yeah, then the yeah,
yeah.
But you know, hey, we didn't. You know, this idea was planted in our heads, in your head, and mine. It's not. Mm-hmm. We didn't come up with it, so
mm-hmm,
I'm gonna trust and see where it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Put myself out there a little bit.
I love that.
A little, anyway. Yeah, we'll see.
I love that. A little may be enough to start with. When we first a month ago started talking about this possibility of a podcast, you know, I'd been reflecting on it some beforehand when I asked you, and at the time I thought I don't know what the theme is exactly, but I knew that I want to share a little bit of, again, my journey and what I've learned, not because I think mine's the most unique or the most special, but I think this is part of the aging process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over the last decade or so, I've read so many books on aging, and really, I really want to end well. I really want to age well. I want to leave a contribution to legacy, whatever you want to call it. And this past summer, I turned 65, as you well know. And when for every summer, our family, we do a beach or a lake trip, and it's just a chance to get everybody together, let the grandbabies run wild, and eat some good food and build some wonderful memories. Mm-hmm. It's fun. I'm grateful our family enjoys being together like that. Well, this year, as it was approaching, one of my kids said, hey, Dad, would you be up for us basically doing the trip this year down to Cleveland, Tennessee, where I was born and raised, rural East Tennessee, and would you be up for taking us to 10, 15 really significant mm-hmm, places of your story? And my son, Josh, our oldest, you know him, he's a videographer. And so Josh said, Dad, I'd love to just capture those and, I don't know, make some kind of little video with them sometime.
Yeah.
And kind of a legacy thing, right? He goes, I want my grandchildren one day to know you and Nana, Laura. You know, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's powerful that they would want that. So we did that, and we spent 5 days down there. And on two of the days, we went in and probably spent 3 or 4 hours each day and went to 8 or 10 places each day. And we would just pull up in our 3 cars, and grandbabies were going crazy sometimes. And they would just say, why is this place important? I mean, literally, I was there on my 65th birthday, and the first place we went that morning was we drove to the little hospital that I had been born in 65 wow, years earlier.
Wow.
Stood in the parking lot, and I just told them a story. I said, I have 3 stories I remember about this place. I remember nothing from the day I was born
here. I was going to say, what do you remember about that?
Not a thing.
That would be odd. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do remember that same hospital as the place I was when my mom died.
Mm.
And I think there was something about, kind of in our theme, looking back in the rearview mirror and my kids wanting to know more about my story.
Yeah.
That was just, it was rich. It was sweet. I'm humbled. I'm blown away they wanted to know it. But as we talked, and as I reflected on it more, I thought, gosh, what happened back there turned me into the man I am today.
Hmm.
It shaped me for good and for bad.
Right.
Right? And I think I spend so much of my life wanting to encourage other people and helping them think in terms of, gosh, how do I live my life a little bit better? How do I move forward in a way that I learn from the affair, from the failure, from the consumption of too much whatever. I mean, how do I learn from those hard things? And how do I learn from my crazy success, from more money than I ever thought I would have? I mean, I see this in people all the time when
yeah,
I'm
sure,
in my work.
Yeah.
And I just think, gosh, so much of what I have to offer comes out of my story. I think that's true for all of us. It's really the best thing we have to offer.
Yeah.
How have we learned from life?
Hmm.
And so I think when we started talking about this, I thought, Rearview mirror, Laura actually is the one that said, y'all should call this thing rearview mirror. And I think I like the concept of, I want us to be able to look back. What did we learn along life's journey? And how does it impact us? How might that, maybe one of those stories, encourage somebody that's choosing to listen to us?
One of the things that's been fun to watch, you know, as I've gotten to know you over the years, is it's so funny because I see you at coffee.
Right.
And then I see you from the pulpit or speaking, and I go, there's two Jeffs, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that I wanted to do it more conversationally is I want people to see the Panera Jeff.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we talk a lot about failures. We talk about successes. We just talk about things, and some of that's appropriate. You can't, you can't be unfiltered from a pulpit.
Right.
It's a different role. It's apples and oranges. That's a different venue, but we're very unfiltered there. We'll be a little more filtered here, but still, I think we're, first episode's about how we really, it took a while to even figure out what we're doing and how it's going to look like.
Right.
And we don't have it all together. And I think folks will see that as we keep going. So I think that's a lot of our journey's been understanding our story, embracing it, reckoning with it.
Yep.
And not liking some of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yep. It all belongs, doesn't it?
It does.
When you were saying that, it made me think of something I hear myself saying often, and it's, I think our life story forms us and deforms us. Right?
That's good.
You think about it. I mean, it forms me. We like that part of it. Oh, my parents did this for me, or whatever, But there's also places along our story where we get deformed, where we're suddenly like, oh, my goodness, that's not a good part of me. And I think the work of adulthood is ultimately, reform, transform? How do I just change? How do I look back and be responsible with my story? Again, celebrate places that were good, be grateful for those places, and be courageous enough to look and go, wow, that's a really bad pattern that I've developed or that we've developed.
Yeah.
And it needs to be addressed. I think that's part of what I want us to be able to just talk about those stories in our lives, because, gosh, we've shared so many through the years.
And I think when, I'm not quite 65.
Right.
And I just noticed when you were saying that you don't have any gray hair.
Oh,
I've got a ton of gray hair.
I do. We need to
color your hair?
Oh, no, never.
I didn't think so, but
never.
That struck me.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm going to have to, take my ADHD medicine and not get off on a tangent. But I don't have a good vision yet for next part of my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you and I've talked about that. I really wanted to be a good dad, good husband. That formed in my mind pretty easily,
right?
Just because some of the things in my past, I didn't have a problematic upbringing really at all. My mom was great; she allowed me a ton of freedom to be myself. My parents were super young, and my dad was just kind of absent. We weren't on the same page. He got a little more crazy as the years went on, but he was not a mean guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't have that strong father figure. There's some deformity, as you said.
Yep.
So wrestling with that, but now that my kids are adults, one is married, very competent. I don't really know what the next part of life looks like.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Just trying to figure that out. And maybe figure it out is not a term. I think be observant and see what comes that I'm interested in. A path that might be interesting.
Yeah. I would love for us to intentionally talk more about that sometime, because I think for both of us, though our wiring's really different, I think there's also this ability to be very adaptable, to be able just to kind of take life as it comes. I know what I said about me earlier with this podcast stuff, but I think in real life, I can be very much in the moment. And I think that's a great strength, right, for both of us. And I want to make these last years, however many I get, and I'm hoping for a lot of them. But I want to use them well.
What does that mean?
Well, yeah,
I use them well. If we were at Panera right now, I'd go, I don't know what that means.
So, in my 30s, what that meant is I have to do something that's significant. I have to do something that gives me kudos. I have to do something that really influences people. I'd probably say I have to do something that's worth my life. That was the big phrase at one of the churches I worked at, Or, gosh, something that's a greater cause for the greater good, for the greater world,
That's a heavy burden.
That's exhausting.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah. So that's not what it means today.
Okay.
I think it just means, gosh, I want to really, really love well the people in my universe. I want to take whatever I have been given and figure out what it means to steward it well. And if stewarding well means, gosh, I'm just going to talk to the people that come to my office on a weekly basis, I'll die happy. I think the podcast is an opportunity to go, gosh, could there be some other people that I could share with? And I think that's exciting at the possibility of it. But I think it's just I want to end well. I'm watching my father-in-law right now, 95 years old, has been in relatively good health for 95. You know, he's starting to struggle with early days of dementia a little bit, so he can ask the same question a lot right now. But a couple of weeks ago, he took a bad fall. And it's his shoulder that got broken, messed up some. And so he's in that rehab and place right now. And it's 95, rehab really is sitting around and waiting.
Yeah.
It's not like he's, you know, on a bench getting worked on. But I think as I look at him, the one thing that I really respect about him, and I've had a lot of other thoughts, but one thing I really respect about him is he's just embracing the reality that he can't do a whole lot of things anymore, that life is slowing down, and yet he still wants to check in with his kids pretty regularly on the phone. And so I think there's something about just I just don't want to do what I saw so many of my uncles do, and that is find the leather recliner, get the remote control, and sit in it waiting to die.
Just fade away.
I don't want to fade away, you know? So
yeah,
I think
I agree.
That's what I mean by that. It's not that I've got to find my next great cause, but I also want to be open if something knocks on my door and going, huh, like this podcasting thing. I want to be willing to go, all right, well, let's play with it and see what happens. Yeah,
I didn't think of this. I didn't create this.
Right.
But it seems like it's a fun venue, and it could be something that's. I mean, it could be two episodes and we're done. But it could be, you know, it could go on and do.
Yeah.
You know, we could do it longer.
Right. Yep. I'm open to whatever.
Yeah, you know? Me too. Yeah,
I think there's a lot of shared interest you and I have that would be easy to have conversations around is all I'm thinking, you know, as we're sitting here today. Like, I think the number of times we've sat at the table, and gosh, this one goes back 15 years ago. I mean, Steve, you're one of the most influential people in my life that helped me regulate when I was parenting my oldest son. Because you knew Josh, and y'all would hang out a little bit. There were some times Josh would reach out to you.
Yeah.
And I think what you would say to me so often is, man, Josh is really a good kid. Josh is really going to be okay.
Isn't it interesting, though, because at the time, when Josh is 14, 15 years old probably, and my kids were younger.
Yes.
And so you looked back at some of the things I didn't handle very well with my younger kids going, that's perfectly normal for them to react that way at that age. And I look at a teenager and go, that's what teenagers do.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've said this to you many times. I think Laura and I both were these good kids in adolescence.
And I don't think I knew that about you. I knew that about her.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think I, until you told me that the other day, that wasn't a lens that I viewed you through.
Yeah. I think that
explains
a
lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was.
Self-righteousness, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it wasn't because I was such a, you know, a man of such high character and code and conduct. I was terrified.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can remember just terrified that if I do anything, my mother will find out and she'll kill me.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
So I lived in this perpetual state of fear. But I think because Laura and I both were, you know, these didn't create a lot of problems. We were very compliant kids. I think we both just unknowingly walked into parenting going, and our kids are just going to be easy and obedient and compliant. Foolishness on steroids. And so I think there were those moments when your word would be like, well, he sounds like he's 15. He sounds like he's 16. And I just scratch my head going, gosh, I needed to hear that today.
Yeah.
I say that to say I'd love to spend time sometime talking more about what we learned as fathers and good, bad, and ugly. And,
man,
gosh, moments that I'm so proud of as a dad and moments that, man, I can almost bring me to tears thinking, did I really do that with my kid? You know?
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing is, through the rearview mirror, gosh, I've learned so much, and I'm grateful for the repair work that we've been able to do with both of us, with our kids in places where we needed to.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, as we were talking about it, I think that's one of the things I would love for us to talk about sometime.
Yeah, I think that's probably on the docket. I mean, that's been, you know, being a father is it's an honor.
Mm.
And it's one of the greatest things I've ever experienced. And sometimes it just sucks.
Yeah.
And sometimes I suck at it.
Right.
And so, but again, an overview of the podcast is that's in bounds. You know, yep. We talk about things we're not good at and things we'd love to be better at. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's necessary, I think, in the redemptive process. I mean, mm-hmm. that's God doing something for us that we couldn't do for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. Love that. What else are we learning as we get ready to try to figure out how to do this thing?
Mechanically on a podcast or just in general?
I'm thinking about, as we're here today saying, we want to let people in the window of the challenge we've been through to get to this point. I'm going, okay, the mics are live. We're actually moving forward. I think we've done a good job of just talking about.
Yeah, I don't really know the answer to that.
Yep.
And I think that's one of the things is we're not. I mean, if you're tuning into this looking for answers and how to's, I mean, you're probably going to get some of that, but not a lot.
Right.
I mean, yep. Or really, I think we're two imperfect guys who are hopefully open to change mm-hmm. over a period of time.
So, right.
And sharing with you some of the things that we've done well and some of the things we've really screwed up. And
it's great.
Hopefully that's beneficial to someone. And I think it'll be, you know, I always think these conversations are beneficial to us.
They are. Yeah.
You know, there's something about, I just think there's something physiological and psychological about getting mm-hmm. the stuff that's inside out. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, there's,
mm-hmm. Back in my old preacher days, I that was a phrase I would often think about is, I think the preacher preaches to himself first. Like, you know, when you're up there and you're talking about, you know,
yeah.
you need to deal with ABC in your life. I'm 90% sure that guy's dealing with that as well. Or this guy was, you
right.
know. And I think in preaching, you get to hide behind, I'm the expert. I think what I love about conversation is I can say, Steve, I think you need to address such and such. And then you can push right back to me. Well, tell me how you've addressed it. And now we're into real conversation. Now we're into real life, you know? And I think there's something about that that's the fullness of life for me.
People have asked me over the years when you get this question a lot. Do you have guys? Do you have men in your life? Do you have guys yeah. you meet with? Or, you yeah. know, whatever group. And I say, yeah, I got some guys. And and they'll say, inevitably, is it an accountability group?
Yeah.
I said, you know, probably not. because only because there's nothing wrong with that. It's only because I think where my mind goes there is, man, I don't really want to tell Jeff I'm, you know, siphoning off money from my company. And so right. I'm not going to do it because I'd be ashamed to go tell him that.
Right.
Well, and some people may be wired that way.
Right.
I think, as you get older, people are going to do what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we did have, though, and at some points we had four guys, sometimes three, and
mm-hmm.
it was just a safe place.
Yep.
To process whatever.
Yep.
And you could leave, and there were no expectations that
yeah.
I'm here if you need me
yeah.
kind of thing,
yeah.
you know? And,
right.
And so, I don't know, for me, that was beneficial.
Right, right.
May not be everybody's thing, but I think it was beneficial. And so I'm okay to throw that out there on this podcast and see if it's beneficial yeah. to somebody else.
Yeah, good. Well, me too. Yeah. I'm glad we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're good for today.
Feels like a wrapping point.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's do that. And
since we've never wrapped a podcast before, I don't know that we know
yeah.
if it is a wrapping point or not, but it feels like an ending point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Do we just say the end?
Again, I don't really know.
Is this where the music comes in? And
yeah.
I have
like
no
the
idea.
Funeral music?
Yeah. yeah. That's what it probably feels like, right? Yeah. Well,
all right. See you next time.
We'll do it again soon.
Yep.
All right.